We have seen a significant drop in the number of patients presenting to us. For myself, with heart attacks, that's what I deal with. So there was a drop of those visits to the emergency room, and actually that is similar to other hospitals in the nation. And then we've been in contact with our colleagues throughout the nation, and they have similar experiences. And that was intriguing to us. But we think that the reason for that is the fear factor from patients not wanting to show up to the emergency room with this.
How can a patient tell if their condition is serious enough that they should take the risk, if there is a risk, take the risk of going to the hospital or to the emergency room in order to get help?
As far as cardiac symptoms, if somebody feels chest heaviness, pressure in the chest does not have to be pain, especially if along with that they feel ill, short of breath, they feel sweaty, nauseous, they look pale, or their heart is too fast or too slow or lightheaded. Now, these are all signs that there's something concerning happening, and then they should be careful about it and not delay, because if that's happening, the chance of them having a bad outcome because of that is much higher than the chance of them contracting COVID if they go to the hospital. And these days, the hospitals are well, patients are well screened, and all the precautions are taken in hospital, so they should not delay, if any, especially if those symptoms happen.
So what I think I hear you saying is that if a patient is going to an emergency room, especially here in the Tampa Bay area, it's very safe for them. It's very unlikely that they would become sick from that.
That is correct. We always have to weigh the benefit and the risk of anything we do in medicine. So given the relatively low prevalence of COVID in the Tampa Bay area, and given the fact that hospitals have a lot of good precautions and screening methods and isolation and distancing, with all those factors being taken into account, the risk of COVID-19 related issue, if you show up to the emergency room or to your physician's office, versus the risk of staying home and not doing anything if you have those symptoms, obviously you have the risk balance ratio favors you showing up.
You have COVID-19 patients at Tampa General Hospital right now. That might not be your area, but what can you tell us about their conditions and how they're isolated in the hospital?
We do have separate units. We call them COVID units, that they are separated with all the precautions from the rest of the hospital. I have not checked on the status of in the past few days, but we have a daily briefing. So far, I think the maximum we've gotten at Tampa General was like 12 at a time in that unit, and maybe one or two on a ventilator. And then we have had very good outcome with those patients. Even if they were on ventilators, many of them came off the ventilators and did well. So our experience at Tampa General has been very favorable, and we have all the precautions. We all wear masks when we are there seeing patients or walking in the hallways. We always do all the necessary precautions with distancing, and we follow all the rules in the hospital. So patients should feel safe in the hospital.
Well, Dr. Matar, those were my questions. Is there anything else that people should know about medicine in the time of coronavirus?
Yeah. So it's very important that our patients, especially those who are known to have heart disease or cerebrovascular disease, to take those as seriously as the COVID-19. So don't ignore your health. Do not ignore your symptoms, because the chance that you can have trouble from that, if you ignore them, is much higher than the chance of you contracting COVID-19, especially that we are living in Tampa Bay, which is not New York, not New Jersey, and we don't have the prevalence, thank God, of this. So keep that in the back of your mind. Do not prevent yourself from benefiting from medical therapy just because of the perceived fear. Because I've seen several patients who presented late after having a heart attack, and they did not go to the emergency room. And then two of them died because of the complications of the heart attacks that happened while they were still at home. They showed up too late. They were in cardiogenic shock and died. So that's my advice.
Dr. Fadi Matar, thank you so much for coming on WMNF today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.